You're listening to Out and About. This is the audio companion to the column in the Hampton Chronicle. Join our host, Rick Jansen, as we listen to his adventures in our own backyard and various places he travels for outdoors recreation. Now, let's get out and about.
Out and about. What an honor. I've been writing this column for over 2 years now, and of all my adventures I have written about, this one has touched me the most. I'm so excited to share it with you. This adventure started over a year ago when my oldest brother went as a guardian on a Veterans Honor flight out of Florida. When he returned from his flight, he told me so many great stories, I know I had to figure out how to go on an honor flight. Because I'm not a veteran, my choice would be to go as a guardian to help the other veterans on the flight. I started by contacting Adam Akers at the Franklin VA office in Hampton. He sent my contact information to the board of the Brushy Creek Area Honor Flight. One of the board members contacted me and sent me an application to be a guardian. About a month later, I was told that I was accepted as a guardian and I needed to attend an informational meeting and dinner in Fort Dodge. I attended the meeting and dinner where the veterans and guardians were treated to a wonderful meal and then we were briefed on what the actual honor flight would entail. We also broke up into our color groups for the buses we would be assigned to. At this point, I was supposed to meet my veteran, but it turned out that he went home right after the meal. I would have to wait to meet him until the day of the flight. On May 26, 2026, I arrived at the Fort Dodge Regional Airport for my flight. There were many volunteers helping with the organization of the flight. They helped me get the veterans and their guardians together, so I finally got to meet the veteran I would be assisting throughout the day. Many of the vets were able to walk on their own and did not need a guardian, but I was honored to serve my vet. My vet's name was Terry Biggs. He served in the Army in California from 1974 to 1977. He admitted that he did not see any combat, but as we all know, it does not matter what your job is in the military, it is still important. We got to know each other until we were told to start loading the airplane that would fly to Washington Dulles Airport. At the airport in Fort Dodge, the walkway for the stairs up to the plane is steep. I wheeled Terry, my vet, to the stairs where he was able to walk up by himself. For the veterans who were unable to walk the stairs, members of the Fort Dodge Fire Department could carry the wheelchair containing the vet. Most of the vets could make the few steps to their seat, so the wheelchairs were loaded into the plane for use later in the trip. When we arrived at Dulles, we were offloaded into a plane buddy, which is like a bus that is elevated up to the plane door. Multiple buddies were used to transport all the vets and guardians into the airport area. They have a great system in place to take care of everyone. While on the plane buddy, I noticed an elderly veteran and his guardian, Terry, my vet, asked the man how old he was and where he had served. That was the common question of the day. The man replied that he was 96 and served in the Korean War. Wow, that just blew my mind to think that here was a hero of the Korean War sitting next to me. His name was Donovan Stoud from Rockwell, Iowa, and his guardian was his daughter, Teresa, from Clear Lake. When we got off the plane, buddies, and entered the airport, we were greeted by hundreds of school children shouting, USA! USA! And holding up signs. They all reached out to the veterans for high fives and handshakes. Witnessing the younger generation honoring these veterans reminded me of how important it is that we continue telling the stories while we can. This was the first of my many tears for the day. The first stop on the tour in D.C. was at the area of the Lincoln Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, and the Vietnam War Memorial. As we headed off to see the sites, Teresa shared with me that her nephew and his two sons from Iowa planned to surprise Donovan at the Korean War Memorial. We decided to tag along to witness this family reunion. In my opinion, the Korean War Memorial is one of the most touching of all the memorials in the D.C. area. It has statues of soldiers all draped in ponchos walking together. There is also a wall with multiple faces engraved on it. There were many wreaths in the area left over from the Memorial Day services the day before. This area is moving, but when you are standing there next to a veteran of that conflict, it takes on a whole new meaning. Then, when the relative showed up to surprise him and give him hugs, I just knew it was too much for me to hold back my tears. Even writing this, I can feel the emotions of that moment again. I took Terry over to the Lincoln Memorial, and we took the elevator up to the chamber to get a closer look at the giant statue of Lincoln. From the memorial stairs, you can look over the reflecting pool to see the Capitol building in the distance. While we were at the Lincoln Memorial, we met a Vietnam veteran who is not a part of our group. I will tell you more about him next week when I continue the story.
You've been listening to Out and About, an audio companion to the column printed weekly in the Hampton Chronicle with writer and host Rick Jansen. The Out and About podcast is a production of On the Go Media.